100 years ago, if Gallup poll took a poll of people living 100 years ago and asked the question, how many will go to heaven? Probably the answer would be very few. And today, if you were to do that same Gallup poll and say, how many will get to heaven? It'd be like, well, doesn't everybody go? Jesus said, by the way, did you know that at any given moment in the United States, there are 89,365,235 kids age 10 dreaming of playing for the Minnesota Twins? And I don't know if you heard the good news. Like, it was just on the radio, sports radio, right before Mass started. It's just amazing. Like, the newest member of the Twins game. In fact, he's right over here. Can you come here for a second? And your shirt looked like a Twins one from way back there, but that's okay. And what's your name?
John.
John, and what grade are you in?
Fourth.
Fourth grade?
Going into fifth.
Going into fifth. Oh, good. Fourth was the best 3 years of my life. So, I don't know. Everyone take a good look, because John, as of today, will be playing in the Minnesota Twins-Detroit game. And it's pretty exciting. And so I have to keep a homily moving along, because the game's at 1:10. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did it, man. Way to go. Yeah. Yeah. This is incredible. If only it was that easy, huh? If only it was that easy, like you could just like dream about it and say, here I am, put me in. But if John really wants to play for the Minnesota Twins, that means that every day he's going to be practicing baseball. That means his parents are going to reorientate the entirety of their life to say, John, you got to play for the Twins. We're going to do everything we can to get you to play for the Twins, because it probably won't be easy, because there are in Minnesota alone, 89 million people wanting to play, just 10-year-olds on the Twins team. The competition is intense. And so Jesus said, strive. Strive to get into heaven. Another word would be agonize to get into heaven. In other words, what Jesus is saying is, don't just presume that you're going to get there. In fact, Jesus said the gate to heaven is narrow. Now, if you were to come here and crawl through this little thing here under the legs of the altar, you want to, don't you? That'd be easy for you. A little harder for me. For a few of us, it'd be really difficult. But Jesus said, this isn't the gate between these two legs. It's narrow, the gate. Got to get through that. It's a little club up over there called Interlaken. Maybe you're a member. I'm not. Great place. Been very good to Our Lady of Grace, as is the place across the street. And to be a member there, I don't know all the rules. I've never read it, hasn't, like, whatever. But you need to have a certain capacity to buy a membership there. So not just anybody can be a member there. You got to have a certain amount of wealth to be actually become a member of Interlaken. And again, I don't know any of the details. It really doesn't matter. I'm just grateful. And so if you have, like, $1 trillion, easily, yeah, you can be a member. But at a certain point, it might get a little tougher when you get down here. But just to be a member is kind of cool, you know. You go up there, you can park your car, they valet park it, and all that good stuff, and it's just cool. And sometimes we think of heaven as like belonging to a country club. As long as I'm a member of it, I can always get in. I just got to show my membership card. But getting to heaven is not belonging to a club. That's just a matter of showing your membership card. That's what Jesus is telling the people in today's gospel. He's saying, it's not enough just to say that you knew me and ate with me and drank with me. That's not going to get you into heaven. You need to strive to get into heaven. Because see, heaven is this community where everybody loves everybody. The only thing that happens in heaven is love. And that's why the more we can love here and the more we can work on loving, the better it will be, the quote-unquote easier it will be to get into heaven. And some people are really easy to love, like me. But then there's, you know, like my older brother, Kerry. Oh, it's kind of tough to love him. Just ask his son, who's sitting in the front row right there. But I'm called to love everyone. See, some days I'm having a lousy day. Some days my big toe hurts. But that doesn't mean that I get to be mean to you or be short with you. Because I need to love you. That's why Jesus said, love not just your friends and those who can repay you. Love your enemies. Invite to your banquet those who can't repay you. Because God pours out his love and his son on the good and the bad alike. And you and I must do the same. We need to be broad in our love for others. We need to let everyone know that you, whoever you are loved. Because God wants that one in heaven. Now, it doesn't mean that we should live in fear of damnation. But we shouldn't live in presumption of eternal life. See, Jesus really wants you in heaven. In fact, God so much wants you and me in heaven that he actually died for us. He didn't just like give a few bucks and say, yeah. No, he actually gave his life for you and for me. So we need to strive. We need to do those things like going to church, praying, celebrating the sacrament of confession. We need to know and love the poor and the needy. Because the poor and the needy will be those who lead us into heaven. If you don't know the poor and the needy, well, get to know them. They're the ones who bring us into heaven. Strive. God does not call us to have an easy life. God calls us to have a life filled with love. And when we have a life filled with love, we will experience peace and joy and God's presence, even as we strive. So, John, one day I hope you make it on the Twins. That would be cool. But more importantly, of course, I can't wait to see you in heaven. Because that is the game that matters.